Middle School. I'm Michaela Adams.
And I'm Braxton Turner, and these are today's announcements.
Today's day is Tuesday, September 30th, 2025.
Celebrating a birthday today is Tyler Howell, who is in 8th grade, and 6th grader Ava Armstrong.
Breakfast tomorrow is strawberry shortcake biscuit.
Lunch tomorrow is chicken patty, grilled ham and cheese, watermelon salad, or turkey club sub.
The girls' basketball teams tipped off their seasons last night at Cumberland. We'll have those results tomorrow. The girls play their first home game tonight at 6 against Lawrenceville. Here is Mr. Dean with some reminders on what is expected from NMS students at home ball games.
So tonight is the first home basketball game of the year. So just want to go over some rules. Mr. Beals did a few of these the other day when he talked about rules and game policy. But first of all, if you are not at school the day of a game, you cannot go to the game. So make sure you are aware of that. We will have four rows set aside for the student section, which is the first section, the S section of the bleachers. So when you come in, you will come in and students are to sit in those first four rows. Do not go to the opponent section and sit wherever where they are, because our opposing teams do not want to hear you talk about whatever stuff you talk about and say 6-7 all the time. So make sure you are sitting in the appropriate seating area. If those first four rows are full, then just continue to move up and stay out of the aisles, but sit in one of the first two sections. We are to cheer positively for our team, not negatively against the other team, not negatively against the officials. You must stay in your seats during the game. By that, I just mean you cannot go back and forth to the bathroom, to a concession stand. It is only open for NMS students at halftime and in between games. You are not to get out of your seat back and forth. People do not want to have you walk in front of them during the game because they're there to watch the game. If you are working the concession stand in the last minute or so of the half and of the game, you can come down and get ready to work, but not until there is under a minute left. Concessions, like I said, are open during halftime and in between games. You will be in the commons area for that, get what you need, and then go back before the third quarter or the beginning of the next game start. Also, you are to stay at the school the whole time. Do not leave. Do not go outside. Do not go to Randy's court or anything like that, because once you leave, you are not allowed to come back. So make sure you stay inside the whole time. You're not messing around anywhere in the building. You're watching the game because that's what you came for. Ball games can really be a lot of fun if you're there and you're there for the right reason and to cheer positively and watch the game and that kind of thing. So please make sure you do that. And also make sure your parents know when the game is over, before it's over, so they can pick you up and you can be out of here before or as soon as the game ends and not be hanging around forever. So, and lastly, make sure you pick up after yourself. Make sure all the popcorn's picked up. We're not throwing popcorn at each other or trying to make it in each other's mouths or in the trash or anything like that. All your candy wrappers, drinks, all that are picked up and thrown in the trash before you leave.
The combined band practice will be this Friday afternoon as our band members prepare for the Fall Festival Parade. Good luck to all.
We will be hosting a 20-team cross-country meet at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Come and support our team. The meet is behind the middle school.
Tomorrow is hat day for homecoming week. This is the only day you should be wearing a hat this week.
Today is National Orange Shirt Day. Here are some fun facts about orange. Orange is the color of safety equipment because it is highly visible.
The artist Vincent van Gogh used a lot of orange in his paintings, mixing yellow and red to create unique shades.
The shade of the Golden Gate Bridge is international orange, which protects against rust.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey, what?
My friend said, what rhymes with orange? I thought about it for a minute and said, no, it doesn't.
We're out of time for today. Have a great Tuesday.